It's another double act. I know Heather's already asked you to use your brains and count, but I'm going to do it again. We're going to have a wee quiz. So we're going to split them into three teams.
Charlie.
Well, volunteer, Charlie, come on out.
Select a young person to help you with this task, because their brain is fresher than yours.
Oh! Who else?
Oh, there's so many
young people. Come and help with Sandy. Select a young person from your... And Selma, you help me.
It's a really difficult quiz.
Very.
Very difficult. But you're going to get 20 points per question. So for every question you get right, it's worth 20 points. Right? So you need to, as well as answering the questions, you need to keep the score. All right? So I'm going to read out the question, and I want you to put up your hand when you know the answer. And the first person with their hand in the air with the right answer gets the 20 points, okay? Right? So, the first question is, what is the capital city of Scotland? Great.
Edinburgh.
Well done. 20 points to Sandy's team. We don't want to enter into that debate today, I don't think. Okay. What country is currently holding the Football World Cup? Finlay.
Moscow.
Well, I'll give you that. Russia, Moscow. Well done, 20 points. Right, a little mental arithmetic on a Sunday morning. What is 2 plus 2 plus 3? Olivia. 2 plus 2 plus 3. Marcy. 7, well done, 20 points to Emma's team, that's 20 points each, well done. How many commandments are there in the Bible?
Definitely.
Oh.
Less 2 is
10.
Well done. Okay.
We're just testing you, that was all it was.
Well done, Joanne, so that's you're keeping the score here?
I am.
Good, good. So, what was the name of the man who owned an ark and took the animals in two by two? Molly. Well done. 20 points.
Which team are you
in, Molly? Sandy's team. What was the name of the angel who visited Mary to tell her that she would have a baby and it was to be called Jesus? Is it this team here? See, I shouldn't actually turn my back on them when I'm asking the questions, because I can't see you. But Finlay. Well done, 20 points. Which disciple betrayed Jesus? Jesse. Well done, 20 points to Thelma's team. That's Thelma's team. Who was the first king in the Bible?
Oh, Jesus.
Molly? No. Fraser?
King Herod?
No. Any of the adults? No. Help them out?
God?
No. No. Saul? Eventually.
Bonus point.
10 points.
Right. God spoke to Moses from a burning what?
Oh, yeah. I know this one.
Grace. Right, but what was on fire, Molly? A bush. Well done. What's the scores on the door so far, Cam?
Charlie's team have 70 points.
Whoa.
Sandy's team have 60 points.
Ooh.
And Thelma's team have 40 points.
Oh, well done. So, one last question. What is a parable? It tells a story. Well done. 20 points to Thelma's team.
I've got a bonus question for 50 points. 50 points. Which is the best football team in Scotland?
Correct.
A
No, no, I'd have to disagree with that. No, I don't think that's right. Oh.
Sandy, you have it's close to reach. 60 for Sandy and 60 for Thelma.
Well done. Well done, everyone.
So we're going on a journey, okay? You're all going on an expedition.
You listening?
And to go on this expedition, I'm going to give you a tent. Okay, you get a tent?
For free. Doesn't cost you anything.
Okay, for free. You've got a tent. But you've got to buy everything else that you need. So you can only buy what you've got points for.
So, points, I mean prizes.
Points make prizes. So, Charlie, your team has the most points. So you get to buy whatever you want. So we have a cooking stove. We have sausages. We have a tin opener, a lighter. We've got various different things, a sleeping bag. So what would you like to buy as a team?
As a team? There's an awful lot of debate going on here.
The can opener. Okay.
For 10 points.
Sandy, your team has the next pick. What would you like?
Cooker.
The cooker.
The cooker's a whole 50 points.
50 points.
You've nearly spent all your points.
Thelma, you've got 60 points. What would you like? We've got pasta and we've got crisps. We've got porridge and cheese and
cutlery, plate. Jesse, go on.
Olivia's pick it. You've got to pick it.
The porridge.
The porridge, okay. So what have you guys got? You've got sausages. And you've got a lighter. Let me see your lighter. So you've got the lighter that doesn't work.
Child safety.
I'm not letting you touch it, you might burn the stuff.
Yeah, it does work.
It works. Oh, so that's why.
You've got a cooker. But you've got no lighter.
Yes, Jessie, how are you going to light the cooker?
You've got no lighter.
Well, the gas is a self-lighter.
It's a self-lighter.
I told you not to bring a self-lighter cooker. Now you've got a cooker, but you've got no pan. You put the packet on and the packet will melt.
Right, but once you cook it, how are you going to eat it?
How are you going to eat it? What are you going to put in with your hands, okay?
And burn yourself. You've no plate and no cutlery.
Thelma's team are actually not badly off because at least they've got cheese.
And they could do dishes with their wash for their dogs.
And they've got some tomato sauce and they could maybe light a fire.
Yes. Porridge with tomato sauce, does that sound good?
You've all got things, okay? That are really pretty useless.
Oh, no, excuse me.
You've got sausages that are out of date.
You've got sausages.
That are out of date.
No, I like how they cook them.
So you're all right, you're sorted. Okay. So, you're going on your journey, and some of you have got equipment that will be useful to you. And some of you have got equipment that will really not be much use to you. Some of you have got equipment that will be useful to other people that you've used your points for, okay? And just like the teams, okay? Guys, I need your attention now, okay? Just like the teams, we're all on a journey, both as people. So Beth's on a journey because she's going to go on a journey to high school. And Rebecca's on a journey to primary school. And we're on a journey as a church. Because we've been on this journey for 175? Nearly. Anybody nearly 175?
No.
So this church has been on this journey for 175 years. And to go on our journey, we need to be prepared and we need to have the right equipment. But unlike the game, okay, God hasn't given us points to go on the journey. He's not just given us some points that we can use to buy some things. He's provided everything that we need for the journey. And what he's given us isn't dependent on how well we did in a competition. It doesn't matter how young or how old we are. But as we plan for this journey, both as people and as the St. John's family, we'll need to make choices about our journey. We'll need to choose what we take for the journey and how we prepare for the journey. And sometimes we'll make choices that aren't the best choices. Sometimes we'll make choices that take us down the wrong path. Sometimes we'll come across things in our journey that are quite difficult to get round or to get through. We might come across obstacles to where we want to be. We might come across some dangers. But how will we work together to overcome them? As families and as the family here in St. John's. That's why it's important we prepare for the journey that's ahead. And God's grace has given us all equally. Not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. It's not dependent on the skills that we have or the gifts that we have. God has given us the gifts, the equipment, if you like, that's not going to run out because somebody else has used it or because someone else has been there before us. Our journey is not a competition where other people like Charlie can scupper your chances of being with God by taking your lighter and making sure that you can't light your fire. In Jeremiah 6:16 it says, "Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it." You see, God has prepared the road for each of us, as individuals, as families, and as a congregation. He's given us things that we need. He's given us prayer, the privilege to be able to speak to God, the person that wrote the journey. Speak to him directly and he'll be able to help us. He's given us the Bible. Oh. He's given us the Bible that's our map and our guide on our journey. And he's in the church family that have been here for the past 175 years. He's given us people that have gone before us and tested the way. In Hebrews 12 that Elspeth read for us this morning, it says, "Do you not see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all the veterans cheering us on, it means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit." We owe it to all the people that have gone before us here in St. John's and who cheer us on now. And importantly, to all who will come after us. You see, you're the young people now. But in 30 years, you'll not be the young people. You'll be the older people like me and Andrew and Leslie. And in 70 years, you'll be even older people. And you owe it to the young people that are coming, who'll be the young people when you're the old people, to get on with our journey. Well prepared, with the right equipment, so that we can do our bit as the family of St. John's, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, who both begun and finished our journey. Amen.